hospital.
Why'd he drive through her house?
The crash happened at the 2700 block of Greenbrook Court. Police said the driver went through a fence and a landscape backyard, became airborne, and crashed through a back wall into the living room. The girl was lying on a couch when the accident occurred.
Good Lord.
So she was sitting around all day on her ass while her parents brought home the cash?
Sitting around all day on your ass while your wife freaks home.
What is wrong with them?
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Let me reiterate, a 16-year-old girl remains in critical condition.
Well, I hope she pulls through.
By no fault of her own. Yeah, she's lying there watching TV or doing whatever. Whatever you do. Y'all are sorry.
God.
Both of y'all are sorry.
So sensitive.
I'm not sorry.
Had to dump you like six times.
Yeah, we had to dump both of you.
Hard line.
God. And what does her race have to do with anything?
Yeah.
Especially you, Mike.
What?
Mike Reiner. You dill.
What did I do?
You should have stopped while we were ahead.
You have a young daughter of your own.
No kidding.
I don't know how you could say something like that.
How are you going to feel when the dart comes flying through your living room window
right.
at 4 a.m?
It's The Hard Line. Featuring Mike Reiner.
Let's kill the damn wolf and just put on the best show we can.
Greg the Hammer Williams.
And Greg.
Also starring Danny Paul.
Hello, I'm Danny.
Kevin Scott.
Okay.
Justin Neely.
Crony the Butt Fairy.
And Corby Davidson.
You see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one.
Stand back, burrito!
High five!
Go!
Coming up next,
Mike Reiner.
It is 3:23 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, and you are listening to The Hard Line on this Tuesday afternoon. Your drive home, just busting out from work, about ready to get home and face your bratty kids and your bitchy wife. And try to make things a little bit more entertaining for you on that way home before you have to go home and face that nonsense. Yes, this is an unfamiliar voice. Normally, Reiner is doing a much better job than me, but you're going to have to settle for me right now because Ryan's is going to miss a couple segments, but he'll be here later on, certainly in time for Cowboy Talk, because this is a rare Tuesday after a Monday night Cowboy game. We're going to break it all down. We're going to do it all. But we've got everybody else here. Corby's over there hanging out.
Hey.
Danny Paul's in there with his Army jacket on.
Hey.
Ty Walker's in there, substituting for Kevin Scott, who will be back probably around the first of the year.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
And Groobs. I guess
hey.
Justin's at home making more babies.
Groobs.
So Groobs is taking time off from SMU and driving around in his Range Rover to come up here and punch the buttons for us.
That's the first time that I've jumped off my couch during a Cowboy game in years.
Now, did you jump off for the fact that that the Cowboys are making a miraculous comeback, or for the fact that Roy Williams made the play?
I didn't even know it was Roy because you couldn't really see the number at first.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a guy pick it off and start running, and I stood up and tried to high. Listen, this is no lie. I tried to high five my wife.
High five.
How'd that work out for you?
As Roy was sprinting into the end zone, she goes, "I really can't." And as I look down, she's breastfeeding our young son. So,
did you high-five your baby?
She had her hands tied.
Did you high-five?
By the way, since Ike has been born, I don't think this is a coincidence. Oklahoma's 1-0, and the Cowboys are 1-0. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
That's stupid.
Kind of freaky.
Wow.
Kind of freak you out.
And Texas Tech is 0-1.
Totally. Totally.
Totally?
Pretty much a good luck charm.
You should have high-fived the free boob.
The boob?
Mm-hmm.
It was really creepy. She was like, I would, but I really can't. Norm,
That's my wife.
Norm, that's Corby's wife.
You're being decaged for. That was exciting, though. Whoops. I was so fired up, man.
It's a good game, but, you know, if you can get Dick Hicks on the phone or perhaps Mike Turley after the Cowboys scored that one touchdown, Terry Glenn predicted right here that they're about to intercept a pass and run it in for a touchdown.
You did not.
After Rich Phillips. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
That's genius.
But then again, I always predict stuff
just
like that.
Wacky crap.
Just wacky stuff. I'd also predicted that that Philadelphia was going to roll over them, and also predicted that Bill Parcells was going to just float away like a big blimp. So a lot of things didn't come true, but that one did.
I couldn't even go to bed last night. I didn't go to bed till like 1:15 last night. I was so
keyed up. Neither did I.
We had to do the post-game show.
I know.
I just sat there and watched ESPN rerun it over and over.
I couldn't believe it.
It was so wild.
But didn't you get the feeling, and we're going to get into this a little bit later on, but didn't you get the feeling that when they had first and goal on the 9 and didn't score and they had to kick a field goal that I did.
No.
I swear
they had done nothing all game.
I know. Just kind of like, but that Washington game kept popping into my mind.
You know what? I made this comparison last night that watching the Cowboys play this season is like playing them on Madden football against the computer.
It's a lot like watching a monkey trying to screw a football.
Because every game except for two has come down to the last minute.
And there's so many things that happen during these games that if the one thing had gone the other way, it would have been a completely different outcome. If Barber fumbles that ball, if that ball doesn't bounce
right directly to him,
game is over.
Or what about Reggie Brown just hanging on to one of those passes?
Right.
So great.
Or what about Dat Nguyen not recognizing the shuffle pass and calling it and stopping?
And he called it out in English, too.
Well, that's okay. His tongue.
Oh.
What did you expect him to call it out in?
Bark it out in Charlie?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I was so
Ching
happy.
Ching Chang Hasso. It was a good game.
So happy.
That means shovel pass.
Ching Chang Hasso.
Ching Chang Hasso.
You know what? I almost turned it off. After Jason went and dropped that ball, it was like 3rd and 3 or whatever, and they threw that little square in or out or whatever it was, and he drops it. I'm like, if he can't catch that, then it ain't happening today.
Well, a lot of the Philly people thought that, you know what, I'm going to beat this traffic, go home, and we are back in this NFC East race.
I can't believe they would leave. Winning. Losing, I would understand.
It was 20-7. The game was out of reach. Totally out of reach. Anyway, Rhines will be here today. He will be here, but he's taking care of some personal business, so let's cut him a little bit of slack. We are going to talk about the Cowboys today. We are going to have a ranch report, check in with Mickey Spagnuolo, and Major League Baseball. This is something we have to shoehorn in today. Major League Baseball and the management and the players have come up with a compromise on steroids. And this has got some teeth and is a little bit stricter than the last one. Not quite as strict as the one Congress proposed, but it looks as though the politicians are going to stay out of this. We're going to get into that. But it's mainly going to be because, make no mistake about it, we're about to play a commercial. Groobs, hit the commercial.
Don't text.